Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being with us. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. And I guess my guest doesn't want to be here. He just walked away. He said, bye. It's nice to see you. thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. It's okay.
I'm sorry. We're just gonna
continue. That was a comedic thing. You didn't groan though. You were supposed to go when you got back to your seat. You were supposed to go.
Okay.
I know you're not getting old. You're getting younger.
That's exactly right.
That's it. That's the whole deal.
My goal in life is to never act my age, and so far I've been pretty successful.
Okay.
Ask my wife.
Do I need to put on my counselor hat here and have a conversation, or is that? We must discuss this. We must talk to your inner child. I don't know, something like that. Anyway, all right. Well, hey, how about it, folks? Welcome aboard Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my friend that I'm kidding around with is my very dear friend. He is the founder of FreedomEncounters.com. The deliverance ministry that I've been a part of, for almost 20 years now, and grateful for that. And Ken has been doing deliverance now for almost 50 years. 53.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see.
But who's counting?
Well, I was just going to say that almost sounds old, 53 years, sort of, kind of, almost. Because you probably didn't start this when you were like 3 years before the womb is what I'm thinking. You were like probably somewhere outside in the world when you began. So that would be, yeah.
10, 11, 12.
Yeah, right. I was, you know, 6 or 7. I don't know, you know. Oh, Lordy.
6 inches.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, I welcome Ken Thornburg to the program. We were talking yesterday a little bit about Sounds of Freedom.
Yeah.
And
40 million. Well, I don't know how much more it gained yesterday, but
yeah,
40 million and counting.
Yeah.
And it was double what was projected. It's kind of messed up the plans. I think the more it gets attacked in the news, probably the more publicity it's going to receive. Even though it's negative, it's free publicity.
Well, the response that I see, too, on social media, because I see people going, you know, oh, okay, well, if you're going after it, then that means there must be something that's worth watching. I'm going to go see it now. I wasn't sure, but now I'm going to go. And then you've also got, and I have some friends that are pretty upset about this, but you've got some people that are supposedly, you know, on the conservative side of this that are like, well, you know, we don't know, maybe, you know, Tim Ballard, we're not sure about him and we're not sure about his organization. And I mean, folks, they tried to bury this for five years.
Yeah, Disney did.
Disney, when Disney bought MGM, they shelved this film, and they attempted not to let it get out.
That's right.
And Angel Studios was able to pick it up because of the success of The Chosen. Mm-hmm. They had the finances to be able to pick this thing up.
Because we paid it forward.
Yep. And so that's been the tact that they have used. But honestly, you know, I've been following this. I have some friends, Dr. Greg and Cindy Romine. Dr. Cindy has testified before the House in Oregon and Washington and in Washington, D.C. They started working on rescuing sex slave trafficked individuals in the Philippines 20 something years ago.
Yeah.
With an organization called Called to Rescue. And one of their first board members was actually the guy, the actual guy that was depicted by in the film Taken. And something that a lot of people don't know that's a fact about that particular situation. In the film, he rescues his daughter. In real life, his daughter was murdered.
Oh, my.
And he rescued the daughter's friend.
Oh, wow.
And another friend of mine, Sal Castaneda, is down in San Antonio, and this is something else that he was engaged and involved in, and then doing teachings in the San Antonio school district and schools, trying to raise awareness about kids that were being taken and how to protect themselves and how parents should protect. And Ken, this was 10 years ago. Well, 10 years ago.
We started supporting, my wife and I, anti-trafficking groups on a monthly basis. We just put it on our credit card, and every month it just went well over 10 years ago. One organization, we just changed organizations. We have probably helped support 4 or 5 on a regular basis because we wanted to put our money where our mouth is. And I think that's a big part of what is being shared without saying it directly by Jim Caviezel at the end of the program, at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
They have, 5, 10 minutes, and then there's a message from him. More or less, it's get out of the pews and into your shoes. Yeah. This is time to actually do something, not just say, oh, that's a horrible thing. It's so sad. And then go home and totally forget about it. That isn't what we need. There are quite a few excellent organizations. We just switched to a new one. Actually, this month is our first monthly gift to it that has made a commitment to using the power of Jesus Christ in helping heal the children that are being rescued. A lot of organizations, they rescue the kids, but then Jesus Christ is nowhere within the formula for healing of these people later on. And I don't believe that you can do it. We have actually prayed deliverance for people who have been trafficked. In fact, the leader of our South Dakota teams wrote a book. People should read it, From Trafficked to Treasured. And that teammate of ours is a pastor of a church in South Dakota, is now in charge of the anti-trafficking portion of the South Dakota government. Kristi Noem, the governor there, assigned her that job. And this lady, Kelly Patterson is her name, from Rapid City, has spoken all over the United States about this. And here's one of the key points that she's bringing up. I don't think people know about. It didn't come out in the movie Sound of Freedom, but I can tell you, Tim Ballard knows the reality of it, of who the film is written about, his story. And that is, satanic ritual abuse is huge in the trafficking end. First, they kidnap them.
Yeah.
Then they ritually abuse them. And then they're much more easily able to control and manipulate in the entire sex trade to make them more money. I mean, the money they make is just phenomenal, as came out in the movie. You can make more money selling children right. for sex than you can selling cocaine and other drugs.
$150 billion dollar business.
Yeah, $150 billion. And this scripture in 1 Timothy 4:2 says it all. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with an iron. And that is something that I believe was depicted extremely well in that movie. These men that were involved, and women.
Right.
The women involved, depicted in there also, they have no conscience. They are so fully demon possessed that Satan can use them for his means in, you might say, decreating humanity from a young age up. By destroying the young, you're destroying their chances of having children. You're destroying an entire generation, and you are changing the entire complete culture of a society. And in this case, it's all over the world. It's hard to believe that the United States is the third largest trafficker. It's hard to believe there's other countries that are bigger. But guess what? The number one trafficking country has been, at least in the past, Ukraine. And people are going, poor Ukraine. And actually, it was one of the ways that I believe God has allowed the corruption in the government there and the trafficking of young people through and by Ukrainians to be slowed, at least reduced. I believe the trafficking is still going on even today while the war is going on in Ukraine. It's unbelievable. And I so wish that this movie had come out in 2018 when it was made. Imagine, that film was actually produced in 2018. And I think most people have no clue about it. 5 years ago, it was ready. It was already edited and ready to be shown in theaters. But God's timing is perfect. And he needed someone like Angel Studios to be able to gather the funds and be able to actually get that film out and to be the organization that actually benefited from the great success that it has had.
The statistics actually are that North America, Canada, the United States, and Greenland are the number one sex trafficking nations in the world.
Say those again.
The United States, Canada, and Greenland. 52.36% of all world sex trafficking is done, and 84% of the sexual exploitation of females is done in those countries.
Central war then did indeed change things around.
Yeah, Central America. Well, I'll tell you. Yeah, I'll tell you something. I've heard the stories and what they've said about Ukraine. Here's the problem. The assault, and this takes us into a whole different topic, but the assault on Ukraine, the bashing of Ukraine, is Russian disinformation.
Mm-hmm.
And it is intentional in an attempt, and it's not just Russian disinformation, but it's also Chinese Communist Party disinformation as well, because Xi wanted to see Putin succeed in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
So that he could then move into Taiwan.
Yeah.
And so the Chinese have become adept. That's the reason why it took us so long to get to the place of understanding that this virus, that this pandemic was a biological weapon developed at the Wuhan lab and released as a biological weapon. I'm not saying that there's not corruption in the Ukrainian government, that there is, but the majority of the corruption in the Ukrainian government actually is tied to the Russian oligarchs, and it's tied to Putin and to Russia, and when Russia was essentially running the Ukrainian government. When Biden went back there and did what he did and made the threats that he made, the people of Ukraine had attempted to try to bring somebody in to try to address some of the corruption that was going on. And the Obama administration, working in conjunction with Putin, rooted that individual out in order to keep the corrupt puppet.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing that's going on in Belarus. The president of Belarus is a Putin puppet. They had the same thing in Ukraine. The reason that Putin went into Crimea in 2014 and then worked to try to advance was because the puppet that he had in place in the Ukraine couldn't hold power. And the people were pushing them out.
And President Obama at the time was going to do absolutely nothing.
No.
To stop him.
No, absolutely nothing. Absolutely right. Nothing. And I know a little bit about the orphan situation and what's going on over there, because I've been working for years and in relationship for years with an organization called The Least of These, and Called to Rescue, that I just had up on the screen. Dr. Cindy Romine and them are on the border of Ukraine and Russia, but they have been going over into that area for years, holding camps for orphans, Christian camps for orphans. And Pastor Vitaly, who I've had on my program a number of times, had an orphanage both in Ukraine and in Russia. When Crimea took place, they ultimately got cut off, and the Russians killed the orphans in Russia.
When you look at Matthew 18:6,
yeah.
But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of offenses. And that is what is spoken of. By the way, I need to add that several of the organizations that are fighting trafficking have shared that Ukraine was like a number one place. They trafficked children and used that as a distribution center throughout Europe. And these, the condition of these people is well done in Sound of Freedom. And if we have listeners and those watching today who have not seen that film, they need to get their buns down to that theater. The fact that it had brought in 40 million, and who knows how much as of today, but to do that on half the screens, that the other films above it for the week were on is an absolute miracle. But what's more miraculous is the message of the truth is getting out in spite of what CNN is saying. And I've got to tell you that those groups like CNN that are putting this down, in my opinion, are going to have a millstone put around their necks for seeking to cause people to think that trafficking is a non-issue. It's not a problem worldwide. It doesn't exist, and they shouldn't see that film because it's too right-wing or something. It isn't a Republican or Democrat film. It is not a political film. It's a film about our children. And, you know, if you want to read more about where they're at, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, I invite people to look at that today, to read that scripture, and to ask themselves, do I fit into those characteristics of the people that Timothy is speaking about there? Am I one of those that has had my conscience seared and these other behaviors that are spoken of in perilous times, that people will be like this and this and this and this and this? That's exactly what we're seeing in the press that's trying to poo-poo everything that the Sound of Freedom is finally making available to help wake up people, to wake them up and to recognize what's going on. If you can afford $25 or $50 a month to help an organization fighting trafficking, I got to ask you, where is your heart? Where is your heart? Is your heart fitting 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 4? Please look it up, folks. Pray about it. Don't end up having a millstone put around your neck because you don't care. Doing nothing and compromising is saying, I'm okay with trafficking of young children going on worldwide. It really does say it. We began supporting Zoe, Z-O-E, Zoe International, this month because it's using the power of Christ in bringing freedom to these young children. It's so important to get out of our pews and into our shoes and put our money where our mouth is and where our heart should be.
Thank you, Ken. All right, we need to take our break. Matt Long and I will be back. We're going to talk more about this, the searing of the conscience of children, and why that is such a target of this ideological left. And we'll talk more about that coming up. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. You can follow Ken at freedomencounters.com, freedomencounters.com. And I really do encourage you also to consider learning more about what the blessing of deliverance prayer can do for you. We'll be back with more coming up right after this. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made.
You're listening to the Matt Long Show on the Hill Country Patriot. And as we do every Tuesday, we join Pastor Greg. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back, folks, to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. Get more at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, as we join Matt Long and the Hill Country Patriot Radio and Hill Country Patriot audience on the Matt Long Show. And Matt, is it the website? Is it the Matt Long Show? Or how's your website listed?
My website is The Matt Long Show, or you can just leave the "the" out and just call it Matt Long Show. We're also available at hillcountrypatriot.com. And, yeah, and on all the podcast sites, search for The Matt Long Show. I'm on the many, as many of the places that you are on podcasts as well. So, yeah, that's how you find us here.
There you go.
So, Pastor Greg, and you know, children, kids have been the topic du jour for a while now. And Pastor Greg and I were talking last night, and I think we came up with a pretty good little theory and a line of behaviors that as a country that we've been going through for, I don't know, hundreds of years, maybe 50 years, maybe going back just 100. But would you start to unwrap what we talked about last night for our listeners, Pastor Greg?
Well, you know, we're talking about, you know, how do they get to the children? And they have been working on this. You know, as we were talking about this, I think about that movie, Return to the Hiding Place. And I believe it was a quote from Goebbels that talked about, you know, if I can capture the children, essentially I can, and I'm really chopping this up, folks, and I apologize, but I can essentially take over a nation in a generation.
Absolutely.
Once I've conquered the kids. And I remember years ago, Dr. James Dobson, you know, when he was doing Focus on the Family, did an interview one time where he was talking about how he was not introducing his kids to Santa Claus. And I remember that was a really big deal. And we stopped that years ago. I mean, we didn't do Santa Claus with any of my kids. I think when Michelle was very little, and she's in her 30s now, when she was really little, we did it like one time. And then the Holy Spirit really talked to us about that. And here's why. Children are being groomed at school to believe that the teacher and the counselor and so on, and we see this now, right? They hide things from the parent. They tell the child, don't tell the parent, or we won't tell the parent. You know, isn't this what you want to believe about yourself? You want to be a boy. You want to be a girl. You want to be a whatever. You want to be a cat. You want to be a dog. Here we're going to have a cat litter box, and you can use the cat litter box. But we won't. You know, we're not going to tell your mom and dad. You know, and the stripping of parental rights at a show about that yesterday with the new Department of Education. Right now, they're looking at changing the rules on the Department of Education regarding children with disabilities. But what people don't realize is they're changing the definition of children with disabilities. Every child will be labeled as a child with a disability. Every child. So they can exclude parental involvement. So here's the breakdown. As we know,
go back to Santa Claus.
That's where I'm going to go. That's where I'm going to go right now.
All right.
So the Santa Claus, as it is presented, we know, is a fictional character. Children are then told about this fictional Santa Claus. Sorry, folks, if I'm destroying someone's world right now. I apologize.
We should have had a warning. We should have had a little ears warning. We apologize.
But the Santa Claus that is presented is not reality. And at some point, the child learns that, usually from some friend at school. Now, if mom and dad have been big proponents of the Santa Claus idea, that is the first chink in the armor of, oh, mom and dad are kind of making things up. And that's what the school's telling your kids, is that mom and dad are making things up. That translates over to when you take them to church and you bring them into a Sunday school where the characters are characterized in cartoons, whether it's Jesus, John the Baptist, whoever it is, Noah's Ark. It's one of the reasons why Ken Ham and Answers for Genesis are so against those cartoon images of all the animals being squeezed together on the ark, you know, the ones that you've seen, where all of them are mushed together. And they're like, no. And for many years, they were against bringing the Bible back into school. Why? Because they knew and believed strongly that the individuals that would be trying to teach biblical truths in the school, A, were not qualified, and B, likely didn't believe. And so they're going to teach it from that mindset. The point that Dobson was making is that once the child begins to have validated in their mind the idea that mommy and daddy are making things up, and if they made up Santa Claus, then when the school is telling them that Jesus is made up and the Bible's not really true, it was just written by a bunch of men, and they start attacking God and faith and telling them that evolution is the way we came about, there is no creator. They've already breached the conscience of their mind and their soul and their spirit to believe the school over the parent. And they,
you know,
they've stolen your kids.
Yeah, they've stolen our kids. We've historically, and not even just this country, but humans historically have had these layers of protection around our children. All right? And so we've had the family is the primary wall, the defensive wall around a child, right? And then outside of that, I would say the church is the defensive wall that helps defend the family, then which helps defend the child. And then you added the layer of God to that. And so we've got all of these defenses, if you think it militarily terms, that we've got lines of defense historically that have gone out three or four layers or four or five layers. And so when the enemy came in, he had to start on the outside layers. The enemy couldn't just, parachute into your kids. They had to get through God. They had to get through the church. They had to get through the family before they could get directly to the kids. Does that make sense to you,
no.
Pastor Greg, that through the destruction of each of these layers, they now finally have direct access?
Well, and so let me add into that. They started that also by encouraging the idea that it took two incomes in order to survive, that a woman was not whole, was not a woman, was not productive, was being somehow devalued if she was a stay-at-home mom who sharpened the arrows and strengthened the shaft of the child, the core of that precious child, to launch them successfully into life, that somehow that job, that critical, most important job, was somehow less than, and that unless a woman was climbing the corporate ladder or was doing a job that was equal to or better than the job that her husband was doing, that somehow she was devalued. And the greatest cocoon, I mean, God obviously is the ultimate protection, but the greatest human protection, the closest human protection that child would have is mom. Because mom then alerts dad and says, hey, there's a threat. Take care of this. Because dad's out hunting. Dad's out providing. Dad's out in the world, and his job is provision for the family. That's what he's doing. And then mom becomes then that buffer within the home. And so when there's a threat on the home front, mom alerts dad and says, hey, we've got a threat at home. And now dad comes and resolves the threat. But mom is the first one to address it.
All of these layers, you know, had we, and this is all on us. And I say us, and it goes back several generations. I can make the argument going back to actually about 110 years ago, very easily, going back to Woodrow Wilson. But we as a society, as a culture, have slowly allowed the enemy through all those layers of defense. And in many cases, Pastor Greg, I submit that we've been doing it knowingly, openly, saying, all right, we're going to give in a little bit here. We're going to weaken our defenses a little bit here and there because, you know, we don't want to make people mad and we don't want to upset people. And so we're going to let them give this and that. So we have weakened our defenses to the point that nearly all the layers of around this castle, the moat, the open fields, the whatever, where you were able to fight the enemy away from your own living room, we have allowed that to be destroyed. And so we find ourselves in a really difficult spot. And that is where the challenge comes in, and that is where we have to lean in on God all the time. We have to lean in on the family and the church and God, and we've got to take this back. It's a tough battle, but I believe it's the battle that we right now are cut out for.
Matt, are you there?
I am.
Okay. Well,
I was taking a breath.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, this is, you know, where are we going to fight? Where do we begin? I mean, this is one of the key places that we absolutely have to begin this fight is at that. And, you know, you were talking about moms. I remember my mom was a Cub Scout leader. She was a Weeblos leader. She was involved in what was called then the PTA, the Parent Teacher Association. There isn't even a PTA anymore. I mean, it's really not. It's like parents are domestic terrorists, and they're assigned this label of, you know, mom and dad are bad. Parents are, in many instances you find across the country, parents aren't even allowed to go into the classroom. It's like, wait a minute, this is my, you know, and I tell folks all the time, these are your children. And the fact that you've got to sign them out, get permission, wake up, people, wake up. You need permission to keep your flesh and blood home today. You need permission to go and pick up your child from the institution. That should tell you all you need to know about who it is that thinks they own your kid.
Yep. Pastor Greg, we're about out of time, but if you don't mind, let me kind of wrap this up with a little bit of a sermon. We have this is a difficult job. We've already described that because we so many of our own defenses will be allowed to be destroyed. The only way is going to be through Jesus, through Christ, through our Lord and Savior, and through our reliance on God and going back to the Scripture. And it is one foot in front of the other with a constant reliance on God. And that is the only way. This is not a battle we can do on our own, because we are not fighting other humans. I'm not going into a bar brawl where I may have the advantage over some guy in there because I'm bigger. We are fighting evil, and we are fighting spirits, and we're fighting Satan. And without God, we have no chance of victory. And that's where we need to focus when we're going back to taking our kids back and reclaiming them, is through biblical principles and through God.
We're fighting enslaved minds, and so we need to throw our spiritual arrows at that and just declare, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, send your angels now to open eyes and open ears and open hearts to receive the truth and break the spirit of deception right now. By the power of the holy blood, cross, resurrection, and ascension of the true Lord Jesus Christ in Nazareth, who came in the flesh. Amen.
Amen. And we couldn't wrap it up any better. Pastor Greg, thank you very much. And we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Okay, brother. God bless you.
Okay.
All right, folks. Hey, we're going to take our break. We'll be back right after this. Folks, look, that is... The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but we have been given authority in Jesus Christ to tear down the walls of the enemy. And that's the direction we've got to go. We've got to do it, folks. We can do it. Christ in us. I'll be back. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen-size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king-size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have ClanSlight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. ClanSlight is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My apologies, folks. There's so much news that is coming out, and boy, we have got to be so very careful about what we believe, what we look at, what's real, what's not real. Just wow. Anyway, all right, brief preview. Let's see, tomorrow, David Shostokas joins us, our constitutional originalist. Richard Battle will be with us tomorrow. The Unopened Present is a rich treasure chest of practical biblical wisdom. The brief, easy-to-read lessons are relevant to all who seek to live life well. And we'll have Richard will be on the program with us tomorrow. Claire Lopez joins Rick Manning and I tomorrow. We'll get into some of what's going on, the situation in areas around the world and the dangers we're facing. Let's see, I believe we'll have T. Rose Mandelberg will be with us tomorrow. We'll have Sensor Track and Newsbusters will be with us tomorrow. And then Rob Schilling of The Rob Schilling Show will be with us. The Democrat Marxist faithfully holding the demonic strings in America since 1830. 1830. So be interesting. You know, I'll tell you, think about that. That's almost 200 years. That's almost 200 years. I've talked on this program about what happened if you go back into the late 1800s and you look at the efforts that were made to destroy the validity of this book that I'm holding in my hands, the Holy Bible. Now, this is the 1611 edition of the King James Bible. 55 scholars came together and meticulously reviewed transcripts in the creation of the King James Bible. There's a big thing going around right now. I just remembered that. A verse, and I'll encourage you to look it up. So if you go to the NIV, you won't find this verse. And let me go over there. And there we go. And you'll see, okay, so in the New International Version, verse 20, Matthew 17:20 says, and he replied, because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. And then it skips to verse 22. And when they came together in Galilee, he said to them, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. So you might ask yourself, well, why would it skip? Now, let's go to the American Standard Version. And, okay, so the American Standard Version has verse 21. And it says this, but this kind goeth not out save by prayer and fasting. Let's try another version. Let's see what if Amplified throws it in. Yep. But this kind of demon does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Now it is in parentheses in the in that version. Let's try Dewey Rheims Bible. See if it's in that one. Yep, it's there too. But this kind is not cast out, but by prayer and fasting. I think we did American Standard. I know it's in King James. Let's do NASB, 1995 NASB. So here we go. And okay, so it is there, but again, with parentheses. What is the point? Well, how significant is that? But this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Pretty important when you're talking about understanding our authority and the necessity that is required. Our weapons, the weapons of our warfare, are not carnal, but powerful to the pulling down of strongholds. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of wickedness in high places. And it is prayer, the words out of our mouth, that carry the power and the authority to tread on the demonic and to destroy it. And we need to do that. And prayer is a part of that process. All right, I got to jump. I'll be back tomorrow here on Chosen Generation Radio. Thanks so much for being with me. God bless you. Stay tuned. Texas Fully Loaded coming up here on TECN TV right now.